7:38 a.m. and 103 FM in stereo. This is Energy.
The sound of Nova.
Energy mainstream news. The big stories this morning. The known death toll from the typhoon which devastated the Solomon Islands in the Pacific at the weekend has jumped to 49. 8 men have appeared in court in Boston, Massachusetts, on charges of attempting to buy arms for the IRA, and the Gardaí are continuing their search for 11 valuable paintings stolen from the mansion of millionaire Sir Alfred Beat in County Wicklow yesterday. This is Gary Hamill. Good morning. The known death toll from the typhoon which devastated the Solomon Islands in the Pacific at the weekend has jumped to 49, with the discovery this morning of 43 bodies. Shocked rescue workers pulled the corpses from mud and debris in two villages in the Guadalcanal Plain, the island's main agricultural area. Now officials say they expect the death toll to rise further when reports from remote places come in. About one-third of the island's 300,000 population were made homeless by the storm and crops were devastated. 8 men have appeared in court in Boston, Massachusetts on charges of attempting to buy arms for the IRA. They were arrested following a 15-month undercover investigation carried out by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. 3 of the defendants are believed to be from the Irish Republic and 1 from Belfast. The men are being held without bail pending further hearings. The Gardaí are continuing their search for 11 valuable paintings stolen from the mansion of millionaire Sir Alfred Beat in County Wicklow yesterday. 7 of 18 paintings stolen and said to be the least valuable of the lot were found dumped by the side of a Wicklow road yesterday. The haul includes works by Goya and Vermeer. So far, no ransom demand has been received. The Shannon will receive the referendum bill on divorce later today, the next step in the process. Yesterday, the bill passed all stages in Dáil Éireann. A 15-year-old boy has died following a car accident in County Down last night. The accident occurred on the main Comber to Newtonards Road, and three other people were seriously injured when two cars collided. The House of Commons has voted for the British Nuclear Industry Waste Executive NIREX to test four sites in the country as possible dumps for radioactive waste. The four locations are Bradwell in Essex, Fulbeck in Lincs, South Killingholme in Humberside, and Elstow in Bedfordshire. The British Nuclear Fuel Board, meanwhile, have announced that three workers at the Sellafields nuclear plant in Cumbria have been slightly contaminated by leakage there. Plutonium oxide settled on their hands when the three men were repairing a valve on Tuesday. President Reagan has once again been told no by the U.S. Congress in his bid to make a major arms sale to Saudi Arabia. Both houses of Congress have rejected the arms sale. Mr. Reagan has vetoed those resolutions, but Congress can override the veto if there is two-thirds majority. This decision must now wait until after a 10-day recess. The White House believed it had secured enough votes to ensure approval of the sale, especially because the Saudis have withdrawn their request for Stinger missiles. South African forces may have used hired cars in their raid on the Zimbabwean capital Harare earlier this week. The state television network in Zimbabwe this morning said four vehicles had been found at a remote airstrip about 80 miles south of Harare. The report said the cars were hired on Sunday last in the southern city of Bulawayo. The South Africans attacked what they said were African National Congress targets in Harare. Weather prospects mild and dry this morning with outbreaks of light rain or drizzle later. Bay Area low, 6 degrees. The forecast area high, 16 degrees. 4 minutes after 8, headline news is on the half hour.
Thank you, Gary. This is John O'Hara and Gary Hamill with Early Energy, 103 FM Stereo, right through till 10. Thank you. special free Energy 103, 9 minutes past eight. That is nice. Thomas and Taylor, and You Can't Blame Love. Early Energy, it's now 13 minutes past 8, and some information with which you can go armed into a Thursday is that on this day, May the 22nd, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the writer who invented the famous detective Sherlock Holmes, was born on this very day in 1859. Now, while officiating at the 1908 Olympics in London, Conan Doyle felt compelled to help a struggling Italian who was leading at the time over the finishing line in the marathon. Unfortunately, such an action is against the rules. The runner was eventually disqualified and Conan Doyle was in big trouble.
Man. inside. It's such a feeling that my love.
Not a word of truth in that, Gary.
Not a word of it.
I don't want to be anywhere close to you. Hey, what is that noise?
I'm drinking my tea, my early morning Sri Lankan tea.
Oh, we've got ourselves a new tea lady.
Yeah, isn't she nice? Yeah,
very, a bit old, though.
Did she make you a cup of tea?
She's a bit old, I said.
Oh, did she make you a cup of tea?
No, I told her she was a bit old, and she said she wouldn't.
I don't know whether she's a bit old or not. She's wearing a blanket over her head this morning.
Energy 103, 16 past 8.
And a lot of people are so diet conscious nowadays, aren't they?
They are.
Watching their weight, and too few pulling their weight. In this morning's Amusing America, we find that in America, you can combine healthy living and exercise in a gymnasium with eating big puddings.
Ooh, hey, Jim, enough leg lifts. Pudding pie break.
What's that?
It's a new Hostess pudding pie.
Yeah, I could lift one of those. How about sharing one little taste?
That's one big taste.
Mmm, chocolatey icing.
One more taste.
Thunder crust.
Another taste.
Hey, delicious creamy vanilla pudding inside. Did you know that?
I remember from when that was my Hostess pudding pie.
New Hostess pudding pie. Plain pudding just can't taste this good.
Here, Jimbo, let me put just one little weight on that for you.
Oh, okay. Next time I'll bring you pudding.
Danish. Ooh, eat me, I'm a Danish. Ooh, eat me, I'm a Danish. Ooh.
A long time ago, the Danish was invented in Germany, I think. A Danish is a flaky baked product, rich in shortening with a glossy crust. Many people have a Danish in the morning before they set out to make important decisions. I like a Danish now and then, but I like donuts, too.